Krishna. Today is the first month of Kartik, month of Damodar. And in this month is a very special month, full of wonderful pastimes of the Lord. And the most well-known of those pastimes is Krishna's being bound by the belly, by a rope. This evening is also the Sharadiya Rasa Yatra, when devotees can put out that sweet rice on the roof of their homes, and the combination of the rays of the full moon with the sound of Krishna and the gopis, tinkling ankle bells, voices, and their ecstasy as they participate in the rasa dance, that will combine to make the sweet rice into nectar, real transcendental nectar, paramananda. And someone who eats that nectar-infused sweet rice, they also become nectarine, and they also taste great ecstasy. And in that way, they sing the names of Radha Damodar, Jai Radha Damodar. Today I'll read a excerpt from Radha Krishna Charan Deepika that Manjari sent me, and it explains the origin of the Damodar Leela and why we sing Jai Radha Damodar, what it means to sing Radha Damodar, especially when we're worshipping Lord Krishna with the Damodar Ashtakam, which is all about his pastime with Mother Yashoda, Yashoda Damodar. So this pastime begins, Tasman Dinde Cha Bhagavan. In the spiritual world, on that night, the Lord went to the home of Sri Radha, and she, being angry because he was late, bound him up at his belly with her golden waist belt. Krishna helplessly told her about the great festival at his home and explained the entire cause for appeasing his beloved. In other words, Krishna was late for a meeting with Srimati Radharani, and she was very angry with him and tied him down with her own waist belt. And in order to appease her, Krishna explained that they had a great festival at his home, and that's why it was difficult for him to get away in time. Then Krishna said, "Oh my beloved, oh beautiful complexion Radha, by the golden waist belt that you had offered unto me, I shall be known as Damodar. No other name is dearer to me in all the worlds. By chanting the names Jai Radha Damodar continually, all perfection will arise. One will attain extraordinary devotion and reside in my abode. In the future, when I will be bound up in Bhuloka Vrindavan by my mother, at that time, O beloved, my name will become popular in the world. One who continually chants my name with you, Sri Radha Damodar, in this month of Kartik and worships me with proper rules and regulations, attains the fulfillment of all desires." So here we see that the name Radha Damodar is derived from Radha and Krishna's wonderful pastime, transcendental pastime, of which I've read another version, which describes very similar, but rather than being tied by a golden belt, Krishna was simply tied down by Srimati Radharani's angry sidelong glance. And because Krishna is tied around his waist, he is called Damodara. And because it is Srimati Radharani who first tied him down, therefore he is called Radha Damodara, or they are called Radha Damodara. And in this month, we therefore sing Jai Radha Damodara, Jai Radha Damodara. And in this world, that a similar pastime is described with Mother Yashoda, and so he's known as Yashoda Damodara. Just to explain to us that the only way to bring the Supreme Lord under control is by love. The love of Srimati Radharani is more binding and stronger than that of Mother Yashoda, which is more binding than that of the cowherd boys when they wrestle with Krishna, and they pin him down. Sridhar pins him down at the shoulder and at the waist, and again he becomes Damodar. And when his servant, Radkak, ties a sash around Krishna's waist in the morning as he's dressing him, then Krishna is tied by the love of his servant. Only by such loving devotional service can Krishna be attained, and no other way. Krishna here states that this month we should worship him with the proper rules and regulations. Srila Prabhupada has given us the essence of that regulation by singing Damodarashtakam and offering a gilam. It's very, very minimal. But if we do that and chant Radha Damodar, and I'm saying Radha Damodar is Radha Damodar sitting here just a few feet from me, then we can attain all the perfection and return back home, back to Godhead. So let us make a vow this Kartik to worship the Lord in this way, and thus by hearing about those who have bound the Lord with their love, we can also get a similar love like theirs, and also bind him at the waist, and in that way become the object of his mercy. Hare Krishna.